Bay for radio check.
K4HHV, I believe it was. KS4CHY. You sounding good up here in Seneca?
Oh, roger that. KK4HXB, Earl and Travis Reds.
So, X-ray brought up?
No, roger that.
Yeah, I'm playing around with an open spot 4 here, and I just made my first D-Star contact through DMR radio, so that's pretty exciting.
No, roger that. I'm sitting here just playing on my Kenwood TS-2000.
That's real good. You're moving in over here, that's for sure.
Roger that.
You up this plate, just playing with radio?
No, just watching some videos about this Roe versus Wade BS and wondering if they're going to start burning the cities down.
Yeah, I've been, I've had my head deep into this, new device and, trying to get things figured out on it. Nothing about D-Star, so that was a bit of a challenge to get set up and running, but I finally got it.
What part of Seneca you, located in?
Ship area, about, probably about midway between, Seneca and Talbot.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I got a lake house up there in, Kiwi. Kiwi Keys.
Gotcha. Y'all, spend quite a bit of time over in this area then?
No, roger that.
Moved up here, gosh, I guess about 27 years ago now from Fountain Inn area. Yeah, really love it up in this area.
Yeah, like I said, I live in Travers Ranch. I lived at the lake house in Kiwi Keys, right off of 130 for about 5 years, and I got tired of driving back and forth every day, so I just moved back to Greenville, Travers Ranch area.
Gotcha. Yeah, if I was, doing that kind of drive, I don't blame you. Yeah, I moved over here to take a job over in this area, so my commute's about probably 12 minutes over.
No, roger that. Saves a lot of time, $5 a gallon for gas. You know, a man's got to do what he's got to do.
I've been lucky enough to be able to work from home the last couple of years, but I had a good run. That's coming to an end in a couple of weeks, so. We acquired a new product line, so we got to move it down from Cincinnati and take the time to get all that set up in our facility and hopefully smoothly transition it in. Over.
No, roger. I own 30, or let me see, let me rephrase it. I own a probably 60-year-old company. My grandfather started it. My dad had it, and I've got it. And it's called Earl's Auto Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. And, you know, last year it was booming. This year, people scared. They don't want to do anything.
After that, yeah, don't know how it's going to go. So, taking it day by day pretty much right now. Hopefully this thing turns around. Economy will do a little better, and yeah, I just don't know what they're gonna do with these gas prices.
Well, we just have to hope that things turn around, and if good Lord's willing, it's probably gonna get real nasty before it's over with. So we just have to play it by ear and see what happens.
We all through the pandemic, we've continued operating. We actually done real good. We doing this industrial products, yeah, our business didn't, it slowed down a little bit to begin with, but everybody found out that we were still up and running, and we actually took quite a bit of business from competitors that did shut down, so been pretty much not a bad thing for our business over.
Well, we just have to play it by ear from what we got to deal with, because at the end of the day, we're going to have to keep it together.
I'm glad that, like, grocery stores and stuff have so far still been able to keep up. I mean, we had a couple of shortages here and there, but for the most part, all that stuff has went well. That would, I think that would be a bigger disruption than anything. If you take away a man's food, he's going to get pretty angry pretty quick.
Do that. Take a break. KK4HXB for ID. Anybody wants to come in, just come on in.
4CHY. That's, I guess, been about my biggest worry.
We just got to take it one day at a time and hope the good Lord help us through it.
Well, I think I'm going to get off of here and go back and play around with the D-Star a little bit since we got it working. Good talking to you. And I'm sure we'll catch you around here sometime. Okay, KK4CHY, I'll be standing by to listen.
KK4CHY, KK4HXB, I'm monitoring. 7-3.
4 hours the airport.
Roger that. Hey, you kind of scratchy on me.
It might be conditions. I don't know. Am I any better now?
Roger, a little bit. You might need to turn your power up. You're really scratchy, and you're breaking out real bad. KK4HXB for ID.
KK4HXB. W4KBK.
Great check speed.
Listening to you and the fellow over there by the lake. Just a quick radio check. Hung a new Omni on the side of the house. Didn't know whether it sounded okie dokie or trashy. Go ahead.
No, Roger that. G59 over the hill. Where was it you located?
Well, I ought to be. I'm on a high spot east side of Greer, not far from the repeater.
No, Roger that. You sound like you're in the next room.
Okay, well, it was worth sweating my rear end off the other day hanging that thing on the brick. Appreciate it.
No, Roger that. What antenna you running?
It's a Comet, been laying on the ground for about 2 years. I hadn't used it. It's just a little 6-foot fiberglass dual band. I put a meter on it, and it was pretty flat. So I said, well, I'll take the trouble and hang it.
Man, I'm telling you what, you just clears the bell, and I'm in TR.
Okay, well, hadn't been in Greer long. I lived up off of Highway 11, about halfway between 25 and Cleveland, and liked being in the woods, but I had to relocate, and that's why the antenna's on the ground for a couple of years, but glad it's sounding okay.
So, Roger that. G59 plus, and you sounding real good. Kind of scares me. You sound like you're next door to me.
That's a year and a half ago. All right, I'm going to pack it in and go to bed. Just wanted to get a check. I just hung the thing in the sun. Hadn't been on the radio since I hung it up there. W4KBK, enjoyed talking to you. KK4HXB, I'm out.
Well, Roger that.
A little bit better now, KR4LZR4.
Oh, yeah, you 100%, 5-9.
Weekend, don't you?
Oh, I didn't know that. Where are we gonna meet?
In the field day already. Earlier in the day, but you get it down on, if you got anything up for HF right now, get down on HF and You'll hear all kinds of activity just the field day weekend.
Tom, that player from WWC?
No, Roger that. We got somebody coming in. KK4HXB for ID. Come on in.
K4HXB, this is Kilo Oscar for Whiskey Zulu. Field day event is being held on Mush Creek Road, Badlands West. The address is 449 Mush Creek Road, Travelers Rest, South Carolina. You will see the yellow AWRL Hill Day signs posted, and it will lead you right to it. QSL?
Oh, roger that. Would you repeat that, please?
You want the address, sir?
Oh, roger that. Let me get my pen.
All right. Address is as follows. 449 Lush Creek Road, Travelers Rest, South Carolina. QSL?
That I have 100%.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. You can come by tomorrow if you want. We'll all be here.
Oh, roger that. Thank you very much. And did you get that?
Something from there earlier. I already know about, knew about it, but I was telling you know, you're on now on 2 meters, but if you got any HF equipment and antennas up, you could be doing field day down from your home if you wanted to. For my field day site up over Chandler is earlier in the day. Up there. They're doing it, the Bryars Club's doing it there, and the Greer Club's doing it at the YMCA of Travelers Rest.
All weekend.
It's at 2 p.m. today and goes to 2 p.m. tomorrow, Sunday. What I say, that's going on right now.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I might have to get the car and run over there and check everything out. Are there a swap meet or anything? Or are they any selling or trading?
It's field day. Field day.
Oh, roger that. I'm sorry. Misunderstood you.
Always. As far as I've always known, always been the last weekend in June. That's field day.
Oh, roger that. Just missed communications. I apologize for being stupid.
So if you have got anything back up there or not, for I know you was talking about that, now I done forgot what it was, but that. Hey, Jeff, I didn't tell you was talking about, but if you got anything up, you could do it from home.
Yeah.
Just a weekend for it, if you desire to do it. Or go visit some of the sites and do it.
Let me make a couple calls to some of the guys. See if I can't get some of the guys back in here that we used to talk to. Give me about 3 minutes. KK4HXB, I'll be on the side.
Them probably ain't even aware that this is field day weekend either, but let them know about that as well. KI4LZI4.
KK4HXB, on the side. HXB, I'm back. Yeah, I tried to call Cody and the rest of them, and everybody must be in the bed sleeping.
Too bad that they're missing, because this is the field day weekend for anybody that's got a good HF antenna up.
What's that? What's the frequency?
80 meters, 40 meters, 20 meters. I know I heard some of them on the wires here early on the repeater talking about doing 80 meters, 40 meters and 20 meters earlier, but I guess right now it would be 80 meters and 40 meters.
Oh, roger that. I just wrote it down. Yeah, I was on 80 last night and got kind of interested.
Here on the weekend, it's 2 p.m. Saturday to 2 p.m. Sunday. And you heard one of the fellows that come in there just while Bush's up there at the Byersville day sign.
KK4HXB Friday.
You pick your locations. If you got anything up from home, you know, you can do it there on your own license, on your own privileges from home, or you can go to one of the field day sites. Like I said, whatever you want to do. Friars is up there where he was talking about a while ago, and the Rear Club does it at the YMCA. In travel dress, but this here's the Friars Club that Shannon was talking about while ago.
But I'm trying to figure out exactly where our repeater is. You know, it's up next to Caesar's Head. We go up there and the wife and I goes camping and stuff, but I've never really put my finger on where the repeater is.
The YFF
Tower. No, roger that.
Like I said, for anybody you talk to, this is, right now is the field day weekend, and you can either go to one of the sites and do field day, or if you got anything up at home, and use your own license and do it from home. I know you were talking a while back about. Right now, it's done blown out of my head to remember what it was, but you were talking about an HF antenna that you would want to get up then. I don't know if you got anything now or not, but if you do, you can do it from home on your own license.
No, roger that. KK4HXB Friday. Yeah, I just put me up a new fan dipole here a couple weeks ago. And I'm hitting everybody all over the world.
It's a good time to test it out. You've got one, if you're doing it from home, you'll be a D for commercial power and one transmitter. That'd be one D.
But, yeah, I listened to HF last night and was talking to some guys in Canada. And they talking about everybody up here is trying to take their satellite dishes off the roof of their house. So we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Well, they hadn't started at that time, but it has started now. And if you're got one transmitter and you're on commercial power, you give them your call sign and say, in your case, that would be one D. And that's all you got to do.
KK4HXB Friday. I'm going to go silent for just a minute. I'm going to make a phone call and see if we can't do a third party. And I'm going to make sure if he's up. KK4HXB, I'll be on silent in just a second.
What do you get, Cody, John, or Richard, if he's not at work, they can let him know that this is field day weekend. You know, they can do it from home. You know, depending on what it is. Or you can go to a field day site. KI4LCI Portable. Go ahead and if you talk to some of them, tell them this is field day weekend.
I guess everybody's in the bed getting rested up for the weekend.
This is Taylor from WWC. Go ahead, station. What do you need?
Just be repeat, please.
Oscar for Whiskey Zulu. What do you need, sir?
After that, just come on in here and let's talk.
Okay. All right, we can talk for a minute. I'm trying to switch this Kenwood over to 80 meters again. What's up with you?
Roger, what's going on 80 meters?
I was calling CQ Film Day on the 3.897, and I got a whole lot of contacts to W1YK. So I decided I was going to take a break from the 80 meters and switch back down to 10. And, well, let's just say the SWRs aren't happy on 10 meters.
No, Roger that. I'm going to go silent for about 3 minutes or less. I'm trying to get in touch with somebody that's wanting to talk to us. So just hang loose. Kick it for HXB Friday.
Roger that. I'll be listening.
These other people aren't aware that it's Field Day weekend, I don't think. KI4LZI4.
Roger that.
Now, General, why do you need to upgrade, get your general class license?
Yes, sir, and I've been studying.
Get your general class license.
For HXB, I got to take little gal out. She's wanting to go out and take a pee. So, I'll be back in a couple minutes. KK4HXB. I'm going to be on the side for about 3 minutes. Give her time enough to go pee-pee. She's my new addition to the family. She's my King Shepherd.
Roger that. I'll be here.
KO4WWC.
Oh, girl, of course, at home, but he and the others that he was trying to get a hold of ain't aware that it's Field Day, so kind of inform them some about it there, and I'll go back just tomorrow. KI4LZI4.
KI4LZI4WWZ. Did you get that wind training, at that last meeting?
KI4LZI4, but you talking about that, about the wind race?
Yes, sir.
I was there.
They need to get with you so you can show me what they learned. I got the link, but the server's not working right now, so I can't watch the recording.
What you need to do is contact Mandel, WR4XM, about that. Believe me, when it comes to wind length, I'm not no pro at it myself. There's plenty I still don't know about it.
I have contacted and we have talked.
I could take that class of wind length for the next 10 years constantly, and there's still plenty that I'm ignorant about on that myself. For LZI4, we're going back this morning.
WWZ, KN4CHY.
KN4CHY,
buddy. You still work in sideband, or what are you doing now?
Still working sideband. I'm switching back to 80 meters because the SWRs on these Kenwood radios did not like 10 meters at all.
Yeah, I was just curious what you're working now. So what kind of radio are you running?
I'm up here at the film bay site for W4NYK, and I'm using a Kenwood TS-2000 DSP all-mode transceiver, and let me tell you, I want one of these radios. They're nice.
I agree, they are. Yeah, wouldn't mind having one of those myself. Anyway, I'll let you get back to it. I was just curious as to what mode you were doing and what you was what the working conditions were. We'll let you get back to it. Sounds like you're having a blast. You planning on being at it all night?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Hey, have you talked to HKX Patrick?
This evening, I talked to him. either earlier today or yesterday, one.
Do that. Maybe he'll come out here tomorrow. Send him a text. I want to meet him in person. See if he can come down here or something, if he can.
Thought about it. I'll have to see if my wife will let me out of the house tomorrow morning. What time, do you know what time y'all are running till?
Running until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Going to the very end, huh? All right. I might see if I can make it over there. We'll see what she's got planned. Anyway, like I said, I'll let you go because it sounds like you're having a blast, and I know there's a lot more to come. The night's still early, so have a good time, and we'll catch you later. K4CHY.